What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great time!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Lob for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Back once again after a very interesting week 15. We're back at it. Like always, I'm Alex Bach alongside here with Roosh, Rush Williams. Rush, just, you know, you've been on the podcast many times, getting some new listeners, gaining a lot more followers. You're getting 30 followers in a month. Pretty good for me, speaker. The owner of what Knowles Daily has what 6,500 followers now. Yeah, it's pretty good. And then we will be adding rankings this week. Photoshop Rush will be helping me out with Photoshop. But Rush, before we dive in, you know, just how are you doing this year? I mean, for the new listeners, just kind of say a little stuff about yourself and how your fantasy team's doing.
So I felt like my draft was really good. I just kind of got really unlucky. Three of the first four receivers I drafted are out for the year. My first pick was Jamar Chase, who's obviously doing well. Second was, I believe, Chris Olave, and then Godwin and Rashee Rice, not in any particular order. And three of those four are out for the year. But, I mean, my draft was good. Unfortunately, lost this week.
I was going to say, did you win this week? I'm out too, unfortunately.
But, you know, it could have been a lot worse considering all the injuries that I dealt with. But
yeah. Well, I went 1-1 this week. I had Cooper Kupp in both leagues, and one of them, he didn't help me out, and the other one, he didn't help me out at all, but I still won. Put up 137 with him in one league, thankfully, to Jared Goff. But we'll get into that stuff. A lot of interesting games this week, and definitely a lot to learn from this week, just from the NFL standpoint as a whole. Week 17 games got flexed, so that's an interesting schedule there, but we won't talk about that right now. But, you know, this is one of those games which I kept preaching, and Rush, you've heard me say this multiple times, check the weather. Like, this Niners game was awful. It's an awful game to watch. I mean, Stafford and Purdy tried to do the best they could. 14 for 31, that's not Brock Purdy. I know, because Deebo Samuel and Juwan Jennings are dropping a lot of passes. I mean, Kyron on the ground, you'll take it. He just didn't get the receiving work he did. Puka did well, and Cooper Kupp was just a blocker all night. Purdy's side of the ball, it was just a very unfortunate game, I just think, from a fantasy standpoint and just from a player standpoint. Box score looks disgusting. Kittle, all right, but Deebo talked a lot just to have a bad game. I get it's slippery. I mean, I get it's hard to catch it. But as an NFL player, and when it's your job and you know this weather's going to happen, you have to, I guess, how do I say this, adapt to the conditions and practice for these conditions because you know it's going to happen. Like, the weather, it's not predictable. When you know it's going to rain, you got to adapt to that.
And also, everybody's dealing with it.
So, yeah, I mean, like everybody else is. So there's no excuses. I mean, Deebo had a wide-open touchdown and just straight-up dropped it. Chiefs and Browns. You know, Mahomes with the high ankle sprain is kind of weird, right? You know, they got that two-game lead from the Bills, but essentially it's a one-game lead because the Bills have the tiebreaker. And Mahomes has that high ankle sprain. I don't think he should play this week. I still think Carson Wentz can get the job done. Carson Wentz obviously is not the Carson Wentz we know from, 2018 when he should have won the MVP?
Something like that.
Yeah, so, you know, you just kind of got to play it safe when you're 13-1. You lose one or two games, that sinks. The Bills are going to win their last three games. So essentially, I think from the Chiefs standpoint, you got to win two. You got two tough ones, too. I think you got the Texans, and then who's the other one? Texans, not the Ravens or the Steelers. Wait. No, I think it's the Steelers. Yeah, so you got two tough ones the next few games. So obviously, Mahomes wants to play. And you want to play on Christmas, right? National game Wednesday. That's the only thing that's going to be on TV, and no one's going to watch the NBA because the NBA sucks. College basketball. We did go to the college game. I think I'm going to post that picture on the Bach Face Talk. Yeah. College game was fun. But Mahomes will be interesting to see what he does. Kareem Hunt and Pacheco, I'd love to look at the snap counts. I'm not going to do that. I just can't play either. I think the Browns is a well-coached team. It's a good team. Even though the 3-11, a little bit of unfortunate circumstances. I'm just not impressed with the Kansas City running the ball. I'm just not impressed with Kansas City as a whole looking at this box score. They win games, which is great. At some point, it's going to come back and get you. Jameis, though, three interceptions. He's out in Cleveland. It doesn't look like he'll come back next year, and he's benched for the rest of the year. So I think DTR will get... He will get the start this week. Jerome Ford broke one long. I don't care. Nick Chubb's out for the year, so I guess you're playing Jerome Ford. I think Judy's value, though, definitely goes down with DTR as the quarterback, for sure. I think Jameis, he's just slinging it. Jameis is throwing that Jimmy as far as he possibly wants. I don't know how to say this, but I just, Jameis is a great backup quarterback for like maybe like Josh Allen or something
he's
a locker room guy. Yeah, he definitely is a locker room guy. Definitely worth $7 million. I would pay him to be like Penix's backup.
Yeah.
I would pay him. We'll talk about Penix in a second. We'll talk about Penix at the end. Bengals and Titans. Joe Burrow would be the MVP if it was not for the 6-8 record. Chase Brown, probably one of the best picks in fantasy this year. Great game from him. T. Higgins got back on track. That's what I expected. Jamar Chase, I mean, 18 points is probably the worst game you're going to get from Jamar Chase, which you're looking at this like, wow, this is not impressive. But in reality, if you're averaging 18 points, it's a pretty damn good season. And I think Will Levis's time is done. It's just not a great box score against a bad defense. It looks like it'll be Mason Rudolph. And I think at this point, Tennessee has the weapons and they have the arsenal. And I think the new coach wants his own quarterback. So I think we're going to expect Tennessee to take a quarterback in this year's draft. Tony Pollard, though, solid. I think he's going to get 1,000, so good for him. And, you know, I played against Tajay Spears this week, and he went off for, like, 27 points. And he's projected 5.
Yeah.
It was just one of those weeks where I'm looking at, and Cooper Kupp dropped 0, Jerron Jennings dropped 5. So I wasn't expecting a win from that, but it was just one of those unfortunate weeks. Commanders got off to a great start, and the Saints, Rattler stepped in, and he looked really good looking back at it. You looked good. I was kind of watching that game. I was kind of on and off the 1 o'clock games. They just weren't the best games, but the Washington game turned out to be pretty good. Brian Robinson should have had a better game, but he didn't. The Saints are still a well-coached defensive team. Jaden Daniels, great game. You'll take it from him every time. Terry McLaurin, great game. I think at this point, I kind of like Jaden Daniels, Brian Robinson, and Terry McLaurin rush. I don't think you would disagree with that. Saints side of the ball, Kamara's hurt. Wonder if we'll get back on because it's like 5-9. The Bucs win this week. They knock the Saints out. So I think the Saints are kind of, you know, tanking for that draft pick. I don't think the Saints take a quarterback. For some reason, they don't really like taking quarterbacks in the first round. But they're a team to watch picking a quarterback. Speaking of picking quarterback, the Giants. I am going to the Falcons-Giants game this week. Just so everybody knows, you will know from how much stuff I'll post about it. I think the Giants is a awful situation, and I think you got a clear house in New York. And, you know, I think Brian Daboll is a great coach. I really do. I just think I think what a lot of teams are doing poorly is they draft a quarterback and that coach gets fired after a year. Matt Eberflus is a great example. Drafted him, gets fired after a year. Trevor Lawrence, Urban Meyer gets fired after a year. Nathaniel Hackett, fired after a year, he brings in Russ. Like, none of this stuff worked out when you fire a guy. I just don't think it will. Like, it's just, I think you got to give like Shadur or Cam Ward a clean slate. Because we know the Giants are going to pick one or two. And it's going to be Cam Ward and Shadur most likely going 1 and 2, the Raiders and the Giants. And I know you don't like Shadur, but I think you can agree with me that Cam Ward and Shadur will be 1 and 2 if it's the Giants and the Raiders.
I would agree. I think Cam Ward is a better pick. I've watched him play.
I think that's a good argument, though. It's like, I'll let you talk, but I think it's like C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young of 2 years ago? 2 years ago? Yeah, 2 years ago.
But yeah, I mean, I think just from what I've seen, watching him play, I've watched him play a good bit. Torched us as a Florida State fan. But a lot of teams did that, to be fair. But he just looked very comfortable back there.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes a little bit too much. Like, he's, like, really nonchalant about it sometimes. And I'm like, dude, like, you're playing a college football game right now. Like,
yeah.
But I think he's a really good athlete. And he kind of brings a rushing aspect, too.
Yeah, and Shadur's kind of like...
Shadur's, I feel like, more of a pocket passer.
But it's kind of like Mahomes, in a sense. If he needs to run, he can run. Yeah, he
absolutely can. Mm-hmm. But I think Cam Ward is kind of the guy you're looking for if you're looking for a rushing guy. So it probably just depends on...
I think it'll be a fun draft this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think the quarterback class is very good at all outside of Shadur and Cam Ward. Mm-hmm. Even Shadur is not terribly impressive to me. But, yeah, I mean, I think Cam Ward's probably the best guy on the board at the quarterback position. But, I mean, outside of those two, there's a pretty severe fall.
Yeah. But I do think, though, like, if you're building a guy, and we'll talk about the Giants here, like, if you're building Shadur or Cam Ward, and we'll talk about this in the draft. We'll do a draft episode. You got his receiver. Like, Malik Nabers, he still had 10 receptions, 82 yards, and touchdown, which I did not expect. 24 points, you'll take that in the fantasy playoffs. But we'll slide away from Shadur and Cam Ward, but I think that's a great like conversation to have later once we get closer to the draft. But speaking of great, Lamar Jackson, I mean, torch the Giants. I expect we'll talk about the Falcons later, but Derrick Henry, not the best game in the playoffs. Mark Andrews got in the end zone. You like that. Bateman, Justice Hill, you know what? Those were games were cute. That's not going to happen that much anymore. Cowboys and Panthers. I knew the Cowboys were going to win. If you thought the Panthers were going to win, you're an idiot. You have not watched football this long. And honestly, you're a Cowboys hater. Cooper Rush, great game. Dowdle, he's actually having a really great year. That, I think Dowdle's probably at 800, 900 yards. He's at 880. That's 15th in the league. No one's talking about that. Everyone wants Ashton Jeanty in Dallas. Dowdle's having a pretty good year for a cheap contract. I don't even know if Jeanty's worth it. They'll probably end up drafting Jeanty because it's the Cowboys. They fall for the media. But that's something to look at. CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb will be a top five receiver no matter who the quarterback is. And honestly, Panthers, I don't want
to
play anybody.
Although, I mean, to be fair, I think if you're drafting Jeanty, you're not going wrong.
No, it's like Bijan. You can't really go wrong. Or Jahmyr Gibbs. Speaking of doing great, Rodgers, Devontae Adams, exceptional. Devontae Adams would have 41 points in the second half. Even Garrett Wilson had a pretty solid game, and Breece Hall got in the end zone. So for people who started Jets, I played against Aaron Rodgers as well, so I had a great week. So if you played any Jets guys, you had a fun week. And even if you played some Jaguars guys, I did not think Brian Thomas was going to have great this of a game, and I think no one's talking about how good Brian Thomas Jr. is. And was it you who I texted? I texted Beck. I'm like, BT7's going off. He's like, who is that? I'm like, you're going to know who this guy is pretty soon because he's doing really well in Jacksonville. Once they figure it out, Mac Jones solidified himself as a backup, and he'll have a job for a while. ETN tanks Bigsby. I just can't even have that conversation. I don't know what to do with that. And it's kind of a weird conversation to have. Dolphins, I've said this multiple times, and every time I say this, people look at me weird, but Rush, you might agree with me on this. I think Mike McDaniel has to go.
I don't know. I haven't watched enough of the Dolphins this
That's
year
fair.
To know.
I don't know, 1-16, I guess, what, above 500 teams. I mean, the NFL beating the bad teams is, you know, how you get in the playoffs and that. But for this roster on paper, this should be one of the best teams in the league. And I know Tua was hurt. He was out 4 or 5 games. I just still think this Dolphins team would be better. And I think Tua is the Achilles heel. And if he goes down, the whole team goes down. But it shouldn't. Like, it should be you step in. Jonnu Smith's having a great year. Tyreek Hill's having an all right year. And A-Chain and Jalen Waddle got hurt. But still, it's going to be a good offense no matter who's that quarterback. Miami has to invest in a backup quarterback this offseason. They got to have a conversation and sit down with Mike McDaniel and be like, if you don't want a playoff game this year, I think it's time to go because you will not win a Super Bowl. And the window's closing because they're spending way too much money in Miami. And
like we were talking about earlier, the weather thing. I mean, a lot of times the weather preparation comes down to coaching. And the Dolphins are, what, like 0-8 in their last games under like 40 degrees?
Yeah, and I...
Like, and when you get to the playoffs, that's when it gets
cold. And the AFC.
And like last year was a perfect example. They went and played... Who was it?
Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Well, that was like freezing.
But still, like, they didn't even look like a football team.
I think also you got to realize, unless something goes terribly wrong, the Chiefs and the Bills and the AFC North is going to be a road game no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chiefs and Bills are going to be 1-2 for the next 3 or 4 years, most likely. Yeah. You got to prep if you want to beat those teams, unless you somehow get a 1 seed and you're at home the whole time. But I don't know. In that division with the Bills, it's very, very hard to get that one seat or home field. They didn't get it last year when they should have. Miami should start having that conversation. Stroud, though, he won the game. I'll just say that. He's having an off year for some reason. It's not like his offensive coordinator left. I don't know what's going on. And Texans don't get much media attention as they really used to. Like, they don't. This game should have been a nationally televised game, and it wasn't. Like, we should have got this game because Falcons weren't playing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, this game should have been the main, I think it was CBS game, and it wasn't. Should have been. Mixon did not have a good game at all, but he had a couple of receptions or fantasy. He'll take it. Nico had 2 touchdowns, but I think Tank Dell, like I said earlier on the year, one of these Texans receivers is going to have to bust. And you can say Stephon Diggs busted, but he tore his ACL. I don't really count that. And Nico got hurt. But Tank Dell has been a bust, and he was one of the three who busted. 100%. Speaking of bust, I don't want to have this conversation because I still think he needs another year. Anthony Richardson should be better. I still think he should be better.
I mean, I don't know if you remember this, but before the draft last year, I was a D1 Anthony Richardson.
You know, I had a Levis going ahead of him, and I could look back and say he's better, but I think they're both not good.
I just remember me and Witt were on the podcast. It was like the draft preview episode for last year, and we were both like, Anthony Richardson is not a good quarterback.
No, he didn't play anything.
Two or three weeks that were really good to start the year last year, got hurt, and he hasn't been the same.
I think it was his physicals is what they loved.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, we're going to get a guy this year because this is a weird draft class. I feel like where his physicals stand out, like Trayvon Walker, something like Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
Nolan Smith shouldn't have even been a first-round pick.
Yeah.
He got laid out by Bijan in that one game, but still. I mean, he gets on the ground. Like, for fantasy, it's all right, but just not that good. Michael Pittman's a bust. Jonathan Taylor, I mean, hold on to the ball, dude. You're a veteran. Like, and I was listening to something. He's like, Jonathan Taylor is not one of those guys who you like think would drop the ball before the end zone. Like, he's a veteran. He should know what he's doing. And that was just a bad play by him. Bo Nix didn't have good play, but I think if Jonathan Taylor runs this ball in the end zone, they're one game behind Denver, and the Colts could make the playoffs after this, and they completely blew their chance. Bo Nix, he's a rookie. He had a bad game, but he still ended up throwing three touchdowns. They got the win. That's what you want. And Denver, the box score looks awful. It's like Dallas. When you play Courtland Sutton and Bo Nix, and Denver's got a pretty nice future. I'm going to bring up a point in a second about Denver. Bills, this will be a long episode, but I think we got some good topics to talk about. Bills, Lions, I mean, like I said, just play everybody. And it turned out to be one of those games. I don't really want to talk about this game. Besides, Dave Montgomery's out for the year, so obviously Jahmyr Gibbs go up. But it was a great game to watch, a high-scoring game. I would have liked to see a little bit more defense, but I still think the Lions are still one of the best teams, and the Bills are obviously probably the best team in the league right now, just because they won that game on the road. And I knew the Bills were going to win. It was pretty obvious. The Bills don't lose back-to-back anymore. Like, that just does not happen. But that was a great game to watch. Steelers and Eagles. You know, I think at some point the magic and the hype kind of runs out for the Steelers. I mean, George Pickens didn't play, and that could be a pretty big factor in this game. You just can't run the ball. You couldn't run the ball against Philly, you're not going to be Philly. And, I mean, they do have a great run defense. And, you know, Charlie Kittle, who we had last week, obviously said that. He was very – Charlie Kittle, I thought I was going to say a lot better things for Philly. He did not. Ben Whitcamp, who we had 2 weeks ago, he was pretty high on Philly. But Philly's a great team. And, you know, you try to take him down, and I said last week, they try to take down A.J. Hurts – or Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, and they ended up having a great game. I'm like, that's going to happen. A.J. Brown's going to have one of his best games, so is Devontae Smith. Saquon did not have his best game, but hey, who cares? They won. Steelers, you just can't really trust anybody on that Steelers team in a high-leverage game like that. James Conner, though, great game. Kyler Murray got the win. That's what matters for this team. And this NFC West race is going to be very interesting to watch. Trey McBride, I would like to get him to see in the end zone. Marvin Harrison, hate to break it, I think he's a bust this year. And you could start to say, have the conversation. Maybe in a couple of years, it's only his rookie year. Maybe he needs one more offseason. Marvin Harrison had a little of some weird off-field issues. But I think you're going to have to start to have the conversation that Malik Neighbors should have gone ahead of him in
the NFL draft. Neighbors is a fantastic receiver. And I think over the course of their careers, I think he'll definitely separate himself from Marvin Harrison.
And he's playing awesome with awful quarterback play. 100%. Baker, the Bucks look like a playoff team. This team deserves to be in the playoffs. This team deserves. Baker, great game. Bucky, great game. Like I said, if he plays, you're going to play him. Rashad White also had a touchdown as well, so you'll take that for him. Mike Evans, one of the best receivers of this generation, been great for a decade. Justin Herbert, I don't see what people see in Justin Herbert. I just don't see it. This guy hasn't won anything. He has great coach. He has great defense. I get he's banged up, but it's week 15. Everybody else is banged up. I just don't get why people love Justin Herbert so much. And Rush, I could be wrong here, but I just don't get it. Like, Ladd McConkey's great, and I know he doesn't have that many weapons. And I know the coaching last year wasn't great. I forget who their coach was. I just don't get the Justin Herbert hype.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. I think he shows signs of being a very good NFL quarterback,
but it's also can't do it on a consistent. It's week six, or it's year six, year five. I'm starting to run out on my patience with Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I mean, you got to prove that you can win big games.
I mean, that's one of the best offensive lines. That's the best tackle duo in the league too. I mean, on their rookie deals.
Yeah, I mean, the Bucs are hot right now, but like the secondary is not very good.
No, and you score 17 points in the first quarter and a half, and then you just don't score the rest of the game.
This is a Bucs team that is playing without Chris Godwin. I mean, obviously, this is not Justin Herbert's fault. They're playing without Chris Godwin, and they put up 40 points.
So yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Josh Jacobs, one of the better picks in fantasy this year. Receiving room, Green Bay, I just can't touch anymore. And Jordan Love, I feel like Jordan Love's a guy who's just going to get you 15 a week. Nothing flashy. He won't get anything above that. Just not crazy. I was really high on him, and he's just not having the year I thought he's going to have. I think Geno's done. I just don't think you're going to win a Super Bowl with Geno. In that NFL, you got to win a Super Bowl. I'd expect Seattle to take a quarterback like Quinn Ewers or Carson Beck. Not like that, like a guy who needs to sit a year.
Yeah.
Develop him, and then he comes in. That's what I would like to see.
This draft class could get even worse because Ewers and Carson Beck might end up coming back.
Yeah, it's not the best class.
But, I mean, you could look at some of, like, the lower power four, maybe some high group of five quarterbacks.
Yeah. You know, I had somebody ask me who should I trade for, JSN or DK Metcalf, and I told him JSN, and he looked at me like I was crazy. JSN's having a really good year. I think he's top five, and ever since he's asked that, JSN's going off. So I haven't really missed on much. I missed on a couple things. I mean, I can point him out, but right now I'm not. Bears, you just can't trust it. They're throwing away this season. Bears are just done. Their season's done. They're throwing away. They're going to take an offensive lineman, and they're just going to bring in a good head coach who's going to change his culture. Vikings, great team. Aaron Jones got one. Jay Jett's got one. Addison, you're going to keep playing. You're playing Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison. Falcons, Raiders. Here's what I'm going to say about the Michael Penix thing, and I'm going to give an example. This was one of those games like the Jets last year where it gets really ugly, and you just run the ball to win the game. That's what it was. We watched this game together. You just run the ball and just win the game, right? Just win the game. That's what it was last. And then they went prevent, and Desmond Ridder was just airing it out. The defense looks good. It's against the Raiders. Against Desmond Ridder, it's QB3 in Vegas. And here's what I'm saying about the Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix situation. If you decide this year that you're going to play Michael Penix, you cannot go back to Kirk Cousins.
No.
Like, you cannot. So you're going to have to decide in the offseason. You got to let Kirk play two more games. I'd like to see more play action. Because if you listen to these report insiders and all these guys on ESPN, Pat McAfee, Fox Sports, CBS, they want Kirk to get more play action. And it's not like the offensive lineman's bad. Kirk's doing stuff that he hasn't done in his life, and sit in the pistol, sit in gun, and look around and have to read the defense immediately. It's not like he's under center. He's looking around, and the linebackers, he's adjusting to the linebackers playing when he hit, like, does that fake to Bijan. Like, play action. I just don't see why we're not running play action more with this offensive line, because it's a pretty good offensive line. Don't see why, in Bijan's weapons, they got to count for him. It just doesn't make sense to me why there's not more and more play action and why there's not more trust in him. He throws an interception, great. Next drive, just keep throwing it. That's just air it out. Like, where was this team that I watched against Philly and Tampa Bay and winning these games? Why are these games not more controlled? This should have been a 37-10 game yesterday, easily, and it wasn't. I'm glad we got the win. But when you go to Washington, it's not going to fly. New York Giants this week, it's going to fly. You're at home. Who cares? I'd like to see Kirk get them more.
If they go to Washington and play like they played last night, especially in the second half, it's going to be ugly.
Yeah, and and it's on primetime too, which I will be at that game. Rush, I'm going to ask you the question I ask everybody. Kirk Cousins is arguably one of the best play-action quarterbacks in the league. What percentage of the plays, I think it's pass plays, do you think the Falcons run play-action? Ranked from 1 to 32, where do you think they're ranked?
I mean, based on what I don't remember seeing much play action at all. So I'm going to get like 28.
The funny thing is it's 32. 32. It's just got to be better. Bijan, though, great game. Drake London, you'll take the touchdown. Kyle Pitts actually got involved, but they threw the ball 17 times. Nothing's going to happen. We'll breeze through week 16. So we talked about a lot about week 15, but I think we had some good topics. And like I said earlier before we started, we're going to have a lot to talk about. But Thursday Night Football, I think this is a massive game. Against the Broncos and Chargers. And this game's going to determine a lot. I like Bo Nix. I like Cortland Sutton. I like Ladd McConkey, and that's really it. Texans and Chiefs. Who knows if Mahomes plays? If Mahomes plays, plays him. If not, you're still going to play Kelsey no matter what. You kind of have to. Texans, like Stroud. Why the Chiefs are always at home too? Stroud, Mixon, Nico Collins. That's where I cut the line. Steelers, Ravens. Everybody. I expect it to be a high-scoring game. I expect the Ravens to win, but still, this is going to be a good one battle for the NFC North, or AFC North, excuse me, right there. Giants, Falcons, you're going to play Malik Nabers. That's really it. Falcons, I think if you really need a guy, throw in Kirk. It's going to happen this week. Bijan, obviously, you're playing Bijan for sure this week. Drake, and I think Moody gets involved this week. The Falcons don't win this game. If we lost to the Riddler last night, I actually would have lost it. Lions, Bears, Goff, Gibbs, Amon-Ra, Sam Laporta, like that. Bears, you can play DJ Moore. You can play Keenan Allen. But if my season was on the line, I would not play them. Browns, Bengals. Browns, Jerry Jeudy, that's it. Bengals, Chase Brown, Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, obviously. Titans, Colts. Titans, I'd play Pollard. I would play Pollard. That's really it. Colts, I would pit Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor in this week just because it's against the Titans. Rams and Jets. Stafford is a solid play this week. Along with Kyron, along with Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, obviously you're going to play those guys. Jets, I think Rodgers is a play this week alongside with Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Vontae Adams, obviously. Eagles, everybody. This game, everybody. High-scoring game, Zach Ertz plays Zach Ertz. Terry McLaurin, Jane Daniels, Brian Robinson. Eagles, obviously, Saquon, all those guys. I think it's going to be a great game. Be a great game. I'm not going to watch. It's going to be at the Falcons game. That's going to be probably the game of the week. And then, honestly, should have gotten flexed to later. Cardinals, Panthers. I like, obviously, Trey McBride, Kyler Murray, James Conner. Great play. Panthers, throwing Chubba Hubbard this week. Why not? Vikings, Seahawks. Sam Darnold, Jay Jets, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, Aaron Jones, the usual. Seahawks, JSN. Would it be crazy to say to bench DK Metcalf because I just think he's been so bad?
I wouldn't necessarily say bench him, but he probably shouldn't be your wide receiver one or two.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if you need a flex spot, throw him in
there. And whatever running back starts, play them. Patriots and Bills. obviously, Josh, I mean, don't have to even say Josh Allen, James Cook, Khalil Shakir, Dalton Kincaid. Patriots, Hunter Henry, definitely a play. Jaguars and Raiders. Again, check the weather. Brian Thomas Jr. I think this sounds crazy, but no, not Mac Jones. Tank Bigsby or Trevor Etienne. If you're playing any of those guys, I feel sorry for you. Obviously, you're going to play Brock Bowers. Niners and Finns. Purdy. Whoever starts a running back. Kittle. I'm done with Debo. We're done with Debo. Dolphins. Tua, Achane. Waddle if he plays. Tyreek Hill. Jonnu Smith for sure. Bucks. Definitely Baker. Definitely Bucky Irving for sure. Dowdle, CD Lamb. I think it's going to be a really good game to watch. I'm going to be sweating this game. Need the Bucks to lose. Saints, Kamara if he plays, that's really it. Packers, obviously. Jordan Love, Josh Jacobs, Jayden Reed. Defenses I like this week. Actually, give me the Broncos and the Chargers. Texans, Chiefs. If Carson Wentz starts, give me the Texans. Steelers, Ravens, staying away from that. Giants, Falcons, obviously the Falcons, Lions, Bears. Lions, Browns, Bengals. Take the Bengals. Titans and Colts. I'll take the Colts in this one. Rams and Jets. I want to play the Rams defense. Eagles, Commanders, no. Cardinals, Panthers, Cardinals defense. Vikings, Seahawks, play the Vikings defense. Patriots, Bills, playing the Bills defense. It's really in the Packers defense. Rush, Thursday Night Football, Broncos and Chargers. I'm going to take the home team in this one. Give me the Chargers.
I would agree with that. I like the Chargers defense is good enough to get the job done.
Texans and Chiefs. Black Magic's over for Mahomes. Give me the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this is my prediction. I say it every week. The Chiefs win on a game-winning field goal.
Once again, on NBC. Steelers-Ravens. I'll take the Ravens at home. They got to win this one. There's no excuse. They win this one.
Yeah, I would take the Ravens.
Giants-Falcons. I mean, if the Falcons don't win, should they even be allowed to play in the stadium ever again? I'm taking the Birds.
You know, I'm a Bucs fan. I'm going to take the Giants. Yeah, I'd like them to win.
Lions-Bears. I'll take the Lions. And it's shocker.
The Bears are just that good.
Browns-Bengals. Just give me the Bengals.
Yeah, unfortunately. If Jameis was playing, I might take the Browns. But
Titans-Colts. Colts season falls apart. Give me the Titans.
I like the Colts.
Rams-Jets. A little upset here. Give me the Jets.
In New York?
Yeah.
I don't hate that pick. I like the Jets, too.
Eagles, Commanders. I think Commanders are. It was a cute run. I'm taking the Eagles.
You know what? Give me Jaden Daniels.
Cardinals and Panthers. I'm gonna take the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Vikings and Seahawks. Give me Minnesota.
Yeah. I'm
gonna take Patriots and Bills. Absolute shocker here. I'm gonna take the Bills.
Yeah, I'm also gonna agree with that one.
Jaguars and Raiders. I'll take the Jags.
You know what? Give me a shocking Raiders upset.
To not get Shadur. 49ers and Dolphins. I'm going to take the Finns in this one.
Yeah, I mean, the Niners just don't look like a great football team, to be honest.
Bucks and Cowboys. I'm taking the boys this week. I need it. I need them boys.
Give me Bucks by 30.
Saints and Packers. Shocker. Give me Go Pack Go.
Yep.
Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach Rouge. Thank you for coming on. Hey, we have rankings getting posted on Thursday. We're going to work on those right now for about probably an hour, right?
Yep.
We'll work on the rankings. We'll get those out. We're only doing top 10 right now until I can figure out how to actually do Photoshop really well. But we're going to work on that right now. If you've listened all this way, thank you very much. Hopefully you like the intro. I'm going to have to work on an outro at some point. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach, alongside with Rouge. And like always, we will see you next time.